Previously on Thomas and the Bible, Jonah gets a decree from God to go and tell the Ninevites that they have been very naughty. Instead of actually going there, Jonah decides to go the opposite direction. So God causes a storm, and the men on the boat with Jonah throw him overboard, and God has him swallowed by a big, unnamed fish, which spits him out at Nineveh, where he tells them God's going to get them. Jonah goes to a vantage point where he can watch them all burn. However, they end up repenting, and Jonah gets annoyed at God for letting them off the hook. So God destroys the tree he provided Jonah with for shelter. For a summary of Micah, see the past 100 episodes with the Thomas Yorke Hammer 1.
Damn near ran out of music there, Harley. Come on. All right, I'll let you off the hook since you know, we're gone for a little while. But yeah, that was a long one. Well, in that intro, which was great, you did about as good a summary. You did a better summary of Jonah than I did, and you did the whole thing. That was it. Isn't that weird? You covered it. There's no stone was left unturned in Harley's 40-second, if that, like I guess 35-second summary of Jonah. That was it. That was all that happened. How was that a story? I didn't even, because like I heard about it when I was a kid, and I thought, oh, this is some epic tale. This is an odyssey of Jonah, where he goes and he gets trapped in not a whale but a fish. A great fish, because that makes some difference, and all this. But no, it's a couple pages. That's over. It's done. Meaningless. Speaking of meaningless, so now we're going to finish Micah, which, as Harley pointed out in his intro, is not interesting. So we've got 7 episodes, including this one, until the New Testament. Now, that's exciting. Now, if these are hard to get through, it's okay, because when we get to the New Testament, it's going to be very interesting. Very interesting. And I can't wait. I'm excited. So, yeah, 7 more episodes. Isn't that weird? It's closing in. It's becoming real, guys. Guys, it's getting real. All right, Micah 4. But in the last days, it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, come, and let us go to the mountain of the Lord and the house of God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, and he shall judge among many people and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid for the mouth of Sauron. The Lord of hosts has... I should just change Lord to Sauron, especially when it says the mouth of the Lord of hosts. It's asking for it, okay? It's asking for it in the mouth. No, this is not what I'm... That's not what I meant. For the mouth of Sauron of hosts hath spoken it. For all people will walk, everyone in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of Sauron our God forever and ever. In that day, I gotta remember who I'm talking to here, or about. In that day, saith Sauron, will I assemble her that halteth, and I will gather her that is driven out. Okay, that didn't count. That one snuck up on me. You don't count one. I will gather her that I have afflicted, and I will make her that halted a remnant, and her that was cast far off a strong nation. And the Lord shall reign over them in the Mount Zion from henceforth, even forever. And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shalt come, even the first dominion, the kingdom shall come of the daughter of Jerusalem. Now why dost thou cry aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is the counselor perished? For pangs have taken thee as a woman in travail. Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail, for now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and shalt thou dwell in the field, and shalt thou go even to Babylon. And there shall be thou delivered, and the Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. Oh, sorry, Sauron shall redeem thee from the hand of thy enemies. Now also many nations are gathered against thee that say, let her be defiled and let our eye look upon Mount Doom. But they, yeah, so Zion is going to be Mount Doom. I should just Mad Lib these every time. So today, Zion is Mount Doom. Or, yeah, does that make sense? Yeah, I think that makes sense. I was going to say it could be like Gondor, but that's the good city. And if Sauron is Lord, then I think Mount Doom. Or Mordor. I'll go with Mordor. That makes more sense. Okay, so Zion is Mordor and Lord is Sauron. And really, I mean, it kind of makes sense. Like, I should have just, every episode, I should have picked a different character or, like, god. You know, it should be one day it should be Zeus. One day it should be Sauron. One day it should be whatever. You know, like, because it's all the same. It doesn't matter. It makes no difference. Like, all this crap in this book is totally applicable to whoever you decide god is. It doesn't really, there's nothing specific that really makes a difference. But anyway. Now look upon Mordor, but they know not the thoughts of Sauron, neither understand they his counsel, for he shall gather them as the sheaves into the floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Mordor, for I will make thine horn iron, and I will make the hooves brass, and thou shalt beat in pieces many orcs, and I will consecrate their gain unto Sauron, and their substance unto Sauron of the whole earth, Middle Earth. This works, actually. I kind of like this. Now gather thyselves in troops. This is scary. I'm getting scared. This is kind of terrifying. You know, like he's gathering the orcs now. Gather thyself in troops, O daughter of troops. Sorry. Not even Sauron could save me from yawning today, apparently. Sorry about that. Restart. Okay, redo it. Get my head in the game. Here we go, guys. Here we go. Oh, Sauron is counting on me. Oh, daughter of troops, he hath laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge. Let's see. Judge of Israel. What's another? Well, there isn't really another bad city, you know? Like, I can do good cities, but Israel is better. Let me look at a map. This is important. Let me pull up a map of Middle Earth here. I like that I can just Google map of Middle Earth and I can just look at a map of Middle Earth. Isn't that funny? Isn't that weird? In a weird way, maybe I'm being odd, but it's like, I don't know. Something's weird about it. I can just Google a map of Middle Earth and everyone agrees, like, yes, this is a map of Middle Earth because, you know, what J.R.R. Tolkien drew one, I guess, but still, it's funny. So what's another bad? Arnor? Is that bad? I don't know. It's another bad place. I mean, I guess technically Saruman's place ends up being bad, but it also kind of gets cleaned up. I can't think of another bad city. I really can't. And these maps are not in detail enough to where I can see them. Zoom in. How do you zoom in? Okay, here we go. Here we go, guys. Here we go. Big version. Okay. So Isengard, there we go. I got it, guys. Don't worry about it. Isengard will be what I'll go with. Okay, this is important. And Israel, Isengard, they kind of sound the same. So that's okay. Start our Mad Lib over. Though thou be little among the thousands of Saruman, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in. I already forgot. Isengard. They're taking the hobbits to Isengard. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of Sauron, in the majesty of the name of Sauron, his god, and they shall abide. For now shall be great ends unto Middle-earth, and this man shall be the peace, when the elves shall come into our land, and when they shall tread in our palaces, then we shall rise against them, 7 orcs and 8 principal goblins, and they shall waste the land of. Oh, shit. That can be Gondor. And they shall waste the land of Gondor with a sword, and the land of the Shire, and the entrances thereof, Thus shall he deliver us from Gondor when he cometh into our land and treadeth within our borders. And the remnant of Gandalf shall be in the midst of many people as a dew from Sauron. And this is stuff. These are words, inspirational words that the evil troops of Sauron needed. Like when the war was going down, it actually kind of makes sense. Like if you just change a few names, it totally works. And they shall waste the land of Gondor with a sword, and the land of I already did that. Shoot. And the remnant of, I used Gandalf, but I don't like that. And the remnant of Aragorn shall be in the midst of many people as dew from the Lord Sauron, as the showers upon the grass that tarrieth not for man, nor waiteth for the sons of men or for hobbits. And the remnant of Aragorn shall be among the Gentiles, elves, humans, whatever, humans, in the midst of many humans, as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among the flocks of sheep. How about Ringwraith? As a young Ringwraith among flocks of sheep, who, if he go through, both treadeth down and teareth in pieces, and none can deliver. That's accurate, actually, guys. That's totally 100% accurate. Ringwraiths, they go through, treadeth down, and teareth in pieces. That is, like, exactly what they do. Well, plus they're a little Ringwraith dragon thing that they ride. It goes, rah, rah, and, like, screams for no reason. Thine hand shall be lifted upon thine adversaries, and all thine enemies shall be cut off. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith Sauron, that I will cut off thy horses out of the midst of thee, and destroy thy chariots. And I will cut off the cities of thy land, and throw down all thy strongholds. And I will cut off witchcrafts out of thine land. Well, that doesn't really work. It should be like, I will make more witchcraft in thy land, and thou shalt have no more soothsayers, or more of them. Thy graven images also will I cut off, and thy standing images out of the midst of thee, and thou shalt no more worship the work of thine hands. And I will pluck up thy groves out of the midst of thee, so I will destroy thy cities. And I will execute vengeance and anger and fury upon the heathen, such as they have not heard. Micah 6, or the book of Grog, I don't know, some prophet. Hear ye now what the Lord saith. I guess this is the mouth of Sauron. The book of the mouth of Sauron. Hear ye now what Sauron saith. Arise, contend thou before the misty mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Hear thee, O misty mountains, Sauron's controversy. And ye... That's not something you hear every day. Sauron's controversy. Controversy surrounding Sauron at 6 o'clock. And ye strong foundations of Middle Earth, for Sauron hath a controversy with his people. This is probably a translation thing from Mordorish. What's the bad language that they, the dark, don't they, doesn't he just call it the dark tongue or something? Something like that. I think this is a translation problem. Controversy is probably like fight or battle or something more Sauron sounding. Controversy sounds a little not Sauron, to be honest with you. Not very so. There weren't a lot of controversy. They didn't travel all the way to Mount Doom to discuss a controversy with Sauron. And he will plead with Isengard. O my people, what have I done unto thee, and wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me, for I brought thee up out of the land of... I need a new land. Hold on, let me consult the map. Rohan. I brought thee up out of the land of Rohan, and redeemed thee out of the house of servants, and I set before thee Saruman and... God, two more examples? God. There's not... I don't know many of the bad guys' names, like the head orcs, you know? I don't know, they don't have names, a lot of them. Anyway, Saruman, Aaron, and Miriam. Oh, my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab... That actually could be in the Lord of the Rings. That sounds pretty reasonable. The king of Moab consulted, and what Balaam... That could be a dwarf. Balaam, the son of Beor... Am I reading Lord of the Rings right now? Kind of is. Answered him from Shittim unto Gilgal, that he may know the righteousness of Sauron... Wherewith shall I come before Sauron and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old, Will Sauron be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He hath shewed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth Sauron require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Sauron's voice crieth, Sauron's voice crieth unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name. Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it. Are there yet the treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked, and the scant measure that is abominable? Shall I count them pure with wicked balances, and with the bag of deceitful weights? For the rich men thereof are full of violence, and the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Therefore also will I make thee sick in smiting thee, in making thee desolate because of thy sins. Thou shalt eat blood... Why did I say that? Thou shalt eat, but I was getting really into the mood of Sauron. Oh, man. Thou shalt eat blood, but not be satisfied. And thy casting down shall be in the midst of thee, and thou shalt take hold, but shall not deliver, and that which thou deliverest will I give up to the sword. Thou shalt sow, but thou shalt not reap. Thou shalt tread the olives, but thou shalt not anoint thee with oil, and sweet wine, but shalt not drink wine. For the statutes of Omri are kept, and the works of the house of Ahab, and ye walk in their counsels, that I should be making thee a desolation of Smaug. A desolation, and the inhabitants thereof, and hissing, and therefore ye shall bear the reproach of my people. Okay. Woe is me! For I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the grape gleanings of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul. This is a change of pace for Sauron. It's kind of a. This is a more introspective Sauron than we're used to seeing. Woe is me! He was all about war and battle, and like it was kind of a pep talk, and then he sort of turned in on himself a little bit. My soul desired the first ripe fruit. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net, that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. And the prince asketh, the judge asketh for a reward. And the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire. So they wrap it up. The best of them is as a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of thy watchman and thy visitation cometh. Now shall be their perplexity. Trust ye not in a friend, and put not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Therefore will I look unto the Lord, I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, Sauron shall be a light unto me. You know what it was? It was this introspective writing. It was this like, it's not very Sauron. I wouldn't be surprised if a different prophet of Sauron wrote this part than the last part. We'll have to research the authorship, but we could be dealing with two different orcs. It could be like Orc 1, Orc A, and Orc B, you know? And then we have to see what's in common. If they both borrowed from a source called Orc C, then we have to see. When I sit in darkness, Sauron shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of Sauron because I have sinned against him, until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold its righteousness. Then she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her, which said unto me, Where is Sauron thy God? Mine eyes shall behold her. Now she shall be trodden down as the mire of the streets. In the day that thy walls are to be built, in that day shall the decree be far removed. In that day also he shall come even to thee from Assyria, and from the fortified cities, and from the fortress even to the river, and from the sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain. Notwithstanding, the land shall be desolate of Smaug. Because of them that dwell therein, for the fruit of their doings, feed thy people with thy rod, the flock of thine heritage which dwell solitarily in the woods, in the midst of the... what's that one forest? Hold on, let me see. Fangorn. In the midst of Fangorn. And let them feed in other places, as in the days of old. According to the days of thy coming out of the land of Gondor will I shew unto him marvelous things. The nations shall see and be confounded at all their might, and they shall lay their hand upon their mouth. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent. They shall move out of the holes like worms in the earth. They shall be afraid of Sauron our God, and shall fear because of thee. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again, he will have compassion upon us, he will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Saruman and to the mercy of another bad guy, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. And he smote his ruin on the mountainside. Well, that's the end. That was a short one. I think we went long last time. So that means I have plenty of time to thank my very kind patrons, whom I love. Hey, a lot of payments got rejected this month. I don't actually know why. You know, actually, the same thing happened to me because I pledged to Harley. And I just went in and just nothing was wrong. I just pressed a button that said reprocess and it worked. So that's probably Patreon, because they've been, honestly, I've been not very happy with them lately, for reasons that I've made clear. So if your payment was declined, I'd appreciate it if you go just click on the button and try it again. But, you know, what are you going to do? I understand it should just work. I don't think it's your fault. I mean, occasionally people's cards are expired or whatever, but I think it's actually patrons' fault. But anyway, did I have any new patrons? No, I didn't. How sad. Guys, I need some new patrons. Somebody get me the Ghostbusters. That's sad. Somebody be a new patron. I can thank you. Well, I'll just have to thank my top all-time patrons. In Katie Quiznos, Marcel, Sarah McPike, Charles Bangwiener, John Bodley, Tom Chambers, Brian Gerfort, Lee Primesberger, John P., David Vandervlies, Travis Peterson, and honorable mention to Tor Melkovic and Heriberto. Thank you guys so much. I love you. Thanks for being my patrons. My cats, thank you. I assured I might be getting a new cat. This is unrelated to anything, but I have to tell you guys. Look, I'm a cat lady. I'm coming out publicly. I'm actually a cat lady in a woman's body. So I'm a cat lady in a man's body, in a woman's body, in a man's body. No, we might be getting a new cat. I'm very excited. So I will now have three cats to thank you with which to thank you. And they love you. So that was fun. I kind of liked that Mad Lib. Maybe we should do that again with another prophet and we can think of something else to do. So that's funny. So I'll see you guys next week for some more boring Bible, and we'll be on to the book of Nahum, whatever that means. Am I right? Okay. All right. See you guys next week, and thank you very much for listening.